Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello and welcome to Better Living, a show about the people and organizations that make an impact in our area. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi. Two groups on today's show. In the second half of the program, Dennis Osment with C7 will join me in studio. We start off with Allison Duarte with Team Mercy. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, so we were trying to figure it out off mic. Jason Dyke with Carson's Village recommended you guys.
Yes.
I only work through recommendations, and he had great things to say about you guys. I'm glad that you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you again. All right, so I always start out with the basics. Talk to me about Team Mercy. What are you guys? What do you do?
Team Mercy is a nonprofit charity organization that supports children when they lose a brother or sister. We specifically support the children and the families by doing three things. We offer them age-appropriate grief resource packets that include grief journals, brochures on how to cope with grieving for their parents, how to parent while grieving, and other things like that. So that's the grief journals. And then the second thing we do is we offer Mercy's Gift, which is a funding for an extracurricular academic or mental health activity that the child is involved in. And we try to fund that for a semester or more to bring normalcy to the child, because it's an activity that they've been involved in before they lost their children, before they lost their sibling, rather, and then after they've learning life after they've lost their sibling, learning that new normal.
That is something that I read on your website, which is teammercy.org. Using a situation that they were comfortable in to help them remain comfortable.
Yes. Yes, that is one of our main focuses, because we know there's research out there that says if you can have continuity during a major time of grief, then you can have a better healing process.
Is normalcy what you're shooting for? Is that the goal of Team Mercy?
The goal of Team Mercy is to facilitate a healthy new normal, because they're never going to be back to the normal that they knew before they lost their sibling, but they can have a new healthy normal. So that's our goal.
A new healthy normal.
Mm-hmm.
When did this organization start?
This organization began really in 2012 and kind of kicked off full speed in 2014.
So it's been around for a while, but not too long.
Not too long.
Relatively new still.
Relatively
now,
new.
Now, you are the founder of this organization. Why did this organization start?
So this organization came about and is named after Mercy Elizabeth Whitfield, who is our third child. And when we found out we were pregnant with her, we found out also that she had a fatal diagnosis of trisomy 13, which is a genetic condition that's deemed incompatible with life. We chose to carry her to term, and she was born and lived for 13 days. Now, in the meantime of that process, I knew there was nothing we could do for her in changing her genetic makeup, but I did know that her brother and sister, who are older and were 2 and 3 at the time, I knew that they would be grieving the loss of a sibling. And so I started looking for resources for them to help them on their grief journey once Mercy was born and had passed, and I found very, very little. And because of that, I wanted to become or build a clearinghouse of resources for families so that when they have the loss of a child, whether it's an infant or a young child or a teenager, that there are resources available for those parents to give to their children, their surviving siblings, to navigate the grief journey.
Why only focus on the kids and not everybody that's going to be dealing with this? Adults definitely need help with this stuff too.
Adults definitely need help with that too. And we do believe that a healthy grieving parent helps foster a healthy grieving child. And so that's why in our grief packet, there are resources for parents. But because there are already organizations that offer grief resources specifically for parents and grandparents, We did not feel the need to reinvent that wheel. There's a lot of organizations out there doing a great job, but there are not a lot of organizations that are geared specifically towards children.
Why do you think that was overlooked?
In my conversations with many grief counselors and people that are in the grief industry, I guess you could call it that.
It's a weird term.
I don't know what else you would call it. Sibling grief is almost a disenfranchised grief, as in people find out, oh, you lost your mother, are you doing okay? Or, oh, you lost your child, are you doing okay? But when you lose a brother or sister, it's not something that people really acknowledge, whether you're a young person or an old person. You're just kind of, oh, well, do you know what I mean? It wasn't your parent
right.
or your child.
Right.
So
It's an odd circumstance, and I think people don't understand how to deal with it or approach it or address it.
And
it's
so
more than a friend, less than a parent, but it's none of those things
none
at
of
the
those
same
things.
Time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So this is why we support the siblings, because they're kind of a forgotten group.
So this really started, you were looking for ways to help your kids and get this figured out for them.
For them.
You knew that you had resources, but you realized they did not have resources.
Correct.
Now, there's always a big jump between discovering something and starting something.
Right.
You've already got two kids.
I've already got two kids.
I know you already have a job.
Yes.
You got a lot on your plate.
I do. But I feel very passionate that children who are experiencing the death of a sibling, they need resources. They need connect. Their parents need resources to help them facilitate and go through that grief journey in a healthy way. If I have to do it, then that's what it's going to take. And so that's what we did.
Do you feel that that's how this process went for you?
I feel like it is. I feel like it was a natural progression of things. One of the things that happened in our story is our two children who were 2 and 3 at the time attended a preschool. And we were unsure of our situation and what would happen with Mercy, our daughter, and we had considered taking them out of their preschool and kind of changing up their situation a little bit. And the director of the preschool said, you know, they need to have continuity. They need to have normalcy. And so whatever it takes, we're going to make it happen so that they can stay in this group, in this environment. And then probably about a year after Mercy's death, reflecting on what were the most helpful things in the last year, it was that continuity for the kids that really did help them, which is how Mercy's Gift got started. And that's how Team Mercy began, is we wanted to offer Mercy's Gift to other kids and help them in their situation, whatever it may be, continue their new normal.
Is that the main pillar of the organization?
That was the main pillar of the organization. It's only in the last 2 years that we've been giving out the grief packets that we do.
In general, do you think it was easier or harder for the kids to be that young when dealing with such a hard subject? Because I could see it going either way.
You know, I think from what I have learned and what I have gathered in research and such, kids grieve continually. Maybe not on a daily basis, but as they hit markers through adolescence and in their teenage years, and as they go through different parts of their maturing, they're going to relive and grieve in a new way that loss. And I've seen that with my own two older children throughout their maturity. I think it's a continuum.
Did you realize that having this tentpole that you have discovered, did you realize it right away? Did you know that this is important? This is really going to be something we can build an organization around? Or was it the passage of time where you noticed that, oh, this was effective? Because you mentioned that there was a year where you noticed it.
Yes. I think we've grown to know that it has been effective, and it has helped. It has helped children, because now we've been able to give out so many Mercy's Gift awards. We've been able to see how it has affected and those particular children and how it's helped them on their grief journey.
Allison Duarte is the founder of Team Mercy. You can find them online at teammercy.org. Talk to me about the very beginning of starting the organization, going back to that idea of we're starting an organization now to help people that are in our situation. You found out that the idea of Mercy's Gift was going to be how you started it. Was that the only thing you guys did for a while?
That was the only thing we did for the first 4 years.
First 4 years?
Yes, that was the only thing we did.
How did you get the word out? How did you let people know that this was a thing?
It was very much by word of mouth and connections to other groups. I was on several Facebook groups and other organizations. I'd made connections with other parents that had lost a child in various forms. And so I was able to reach out to those groups and share with them what we were doing, that we were being able to offer Mercy's Gift. And that's how it was, referral.
Now, as far as Mercy's Gift is concerned, what are good examples of how this process worked or what kids were being involved with? Was it after school activities? Was it in school activities? What were these gifts?
So these gifts have funded things such as oboe lessons, dance lessons, karate, a language camp. That was a summer program that one child had been going to every summer, and then their sibling passed away and they wanted to continue to go to it again. So we funded that. Math tutoring. Another child was in an after-school math tutoring session, and they wanted to continue with that. So
that kid wanted the math tutoring.
That kid wanted to continue.
Karate class, I get it.
He wanted to continue
that.
His math tutoring.
Okay.
So we funded that. We've had another child that it was a preschool situation, so we helped fund their preschool for a semester. We had another child who did equine horse therapy, and so they had done that with their sibling. And they wanted to continue that after that their sibling had passed. And so we funded that horse therapy for them.
Is it keeping the kid busy? Is it making sure that they have something fun? Or is it really that path of keeping things steady for them?
It's a path of keeping things steady for them. When we award a Mercy's Gift, we don't give that funding to the family. We give that funding to the organization where they participate. And we contact that organization and say, and tell them, this is who we are and this is what we're doing. And you are making a difference in a child's life, that so much so that they want to continue in this. 9 times out of 10, they're all aware of the situation. And we help them to understand that by continuing to have that child be there and to be their teacher, their coach, their mentor, whatever role that they're in, that they might not be a certified grief counselor, but they are walking that grief walk with that child in just being in their own capacity.
After 4 years, you decided to expand. What was the reasoning behind that?
I had been able to accumulate a vast amount of resources from a local area and a national level, of resources that I could share with other families. And I had people contacting me to say, hey, do you have a connection for this resource? Or do you know about this grief camp or whatever? And because we don't want to do any particular programming, there are already groups out there that are doing programming, we decided to share those programs and those organizations with the families and say, this is what's available to you. And because we didn't have that readily at our fingertips when we experienced Mercy's birth and death, I wanted other families to be able to say, oh, there's this available. Oh, here's a brochure for this camp. And here is another one for how to parent while grieving. Or this is another one. This is a grief journal that's specifically for my age child. I'm going to do this journal with them or hand it to them because they're a teenager or what have you.
Giving resources to make sure that they can get their bases covered.
Yes, and we give them resources of all kinds, secular and religious, and let them choose what's right for their family, because I can't choose what's going to be right for another family in their grief process. So we give them as much as we have to let them choose for themselves.
It sounds like you did a lot of research. Was that always in your bones? Are you a research type person?
Yes, I'm a research type person.
So there was a part of you that kind of enjoyed this.
Yes.
Because my wife, I call them black holes.
Yes.
She'll just get on the internet and just go.
Yes.
And then it's just, you know, who knows when she will pop back up.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's back, she's got all the information in the world.
Yes.
So that was something that definitely helped Team Mercy.
Yes. Yes.
All right. You were able to pass that along.
Yes. I was.
What age children are you normally dealing with?
We have run the gamut of age children. So we have given grief packets to children as young as 2 to as old as 19 and 20. I think the oldest one was 22 or 23. I'm trying to remember. That was an out-of-state one.
So older,
because a college-age student can lose a sibling as well, and it can affect them as well.
Are you developing your own materials?
We are pulling from various resources, from various sources. We are not developing our own material as far as like a pamphlet or anything for that, but we're pulling from other resources.
Are there other national organizations that you work with or people across the country that you have seen do similar things? This is something that I think could be nationwide.
Right. I have information that I pull from like the Dougie Center, which is a child grief organization. And then there's another organization called What's Your Grief? That is a online organization. We utilize a lot of their resources as well. They have some child-specific things. And they have one pamphlet that is sibling-specific. But there are not a lot of there are not a lot of resources that are sibling loss specific. So we have to pull them and kind of create our own warehouse of
It kind of sounds like you're developing your own program.
Yes.
You're using other resources, but when you throw them all together, you're developing something.
Yes.
Have you thought about doing your own?
Yes.
You say it reluctantly, but that is exciting.
Yes, it is. It is exciting. But it's just it's a giant undertaking.
It's a giant undertaking.
Yes.
Well, I like where you guys are at, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you do. How large of an organization is this? How many people are involved with Team Mercy?
On a weekly basis?
So this is already a loaded question.
About four?
About four people.
Yes.
Wow.
We do this out of our home.
So the reason why I asked that question, or I preface it like that, are you looking to expand?
Oh, we are looking to expand, yes. 100%.
How large of an organization do you dream this to be?
I dream this to be a national organization.
And you are actively working towards that?
Yes.
So what steps are we taking? What are we doing?
So one of the first steps we've taken is we have received a grant from the One Wing Foundation to have our Team Mercy brochure, which tells about our grief packets and our Mercy's Gift and the Miles of Mercy, which I haven't shared with you about yet. But that is being translated into Spanish.
Interesting.
So we would like to be able to reach more people in the Spanish-speaking community so that they know that these resources are available to them.
Okay.
So that's one of the first steps that we're taking.
All right.
So, and we're now working to get into our local community in the school district and in the city to partner with the city. And then we're also working with Children's Hospital, which is how we're getting to put on the May 11th event for siblings.
Yes, you guys have an event coming up on May 11th called Remembering You. And we are going to talk a little bit more about that coming up. How long do people generally take part in your services? Have you noticed a time frame that is common, or is this an ongoing thing?
Well, once we give them the grief packets or the Mercy's Gift, usually that is for that year. And we don't have a lot of continual support until now, where we're working with this sibling event. So we're hoping to connect with them for a longer period of time.
You work with a four-man team, including yourself.
Yes.
Talk to me about the relationships that you develop with the people that you're helping. I have to imagine that it becomes a super tight bond.
It is. Some parents that reach out, just because it usually is parents that reach out for that information for their children. Some parents I have a good, strong connection with because I've spoken with them. Most of the families I know their story, their child's story, and then their sibling's story, and how and their family dynamics. Some I do not. They've just requested it, and we've sent them on. So it just kind of depends on which family it is. But we are.
So some people do like to remain very private about this stuff, even though they're incurring the services.
Yes.
I would think that there would be more of a bond there, but I think it makes sense to go both ways.
Well, some parents just want the information for their children because usually if it's a parent that's requested it, that parent has lost a child. So it may take them time to come back and revisit us after they've utilized those resources and then come back and reconnect.
Is it important to get your services at a certain time frame? Earlier the better,
the
or does it
the
matter?
Better. It does. It really doesn't matter, but it does in that the earlier the better, because we have those resources for that fresh loss, as well as some resources for loss that has happened in a long time manner.
You mentioned a program that you said that you wanted to talk about. What was that?
Oh, the Miles of Mercy.
Yes.
So that's another thing that we do because there's a group of us that are bonded with Team Mercy. That group of people are runners or active people. And so what we do is once a year at least, we get together and we do a crazy amount of adventure running, and we run 200 or more miles. And each of those miles that we run, we dedicate to a sibling set. So we dedicate each mile to a living, the child that has passed and their living siblings, so that those children's names are called together. They're called and they're written. Many times when a child dies, that child's name is never is spoken of very infrequently or written infrequently. And so we want to do that for that family unit so that we acknowledge the child that is passed and the child and the children that are living.
You say adventure running?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, we've done some trail runs, like a Ragnar event.
All right.
That is what we've just done last year, and we'll do that again this year in 2019.
Now, you said up to 200 miles?
Up to 200 miles.
What kind of time frame are we looking
at
here?
It's a 36-hour event.
200 miles in 36 hours?
Well, there's a team of 12 to 18 of us.
Oh, okay. I thought your whole team was doing this long march to the sea. Okay,
no,
all right.
No. So there's a group of us that do a relay race.
All right.
And each leg of that relay race or each mile of that relay race is dedicated to a sibling set.
And if you don't know the exact number, it is fine, but how many people would you say have used your services to date? How many people have you helped?
We've given out over 65 grief packets in the last year, and we've given out, I think, over 21 Mercy's Gifts.
What are your expansion numbers? How many do you kind of set numbers to that?
Doing that this year.
How do you have that set up?
I hope that I don't have to give out 200 grief packets.
Right, of course.
But we are slated and budgeted for 200 grief packets this year.
200
and
for this year.
And 9 more Mercy's Gifts.
And how many have you done, did you say, so far?
65.
65 already?
65 in the last calendar year. We've only given out 7, I think, in the last...
I was just going to say, it's only February.
It's only February. We've only given out about 7 in the last 2 months.
But you're looking at 200, and that is the most that you have done?
Yes. The most that we have done to date is, I think, under 100.
Okay, so big expansion.
Big expansion, because we're doing the grief packets in Spanish.
So that's where those numbers came from.
Yes.
Was there a reason why this is the year that you're looking to expand?
No, it's just that It's time to expand.
Is that exciting?
It is.
Yeah. You're very excited.
It's exciting, and it's nerve-wracking, but it's very exciting.
Is it the growth of this organization that you find exciting, or is it the idea that you are helping people?
It's the idea that we're helping people, that we're able to reach kids and help their parents, help them to grieve in a healthy way.
You focus so much on kids and other people. What has this done for you personally?
It's given me an opportunity to call my daughter's name, and people want to hear about it. And so it gives me an opportunity to share her story.
Was that hard to do at first?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Just in that it's a very personal thing, but it's not hard in that I love sharing my kids, just I think about any parent who likes to share their children. So it's hard in that when you say, oh, my child died, usually people go, oh, I'm sorry. And then that's the end of the conversation. But with Team Mercy and Mercy's Gift and all the things that we do around that, I'm able to share her story and say, this is what we're doing in honor of her. And so she's making a difference, and we're making a difference in honor of her.
You're a very upbeat person.
Thanks.
Is this your natural state, or is this something that you had to learn? I think a lot of people would work really hard to be where you're at in general.
Maybe.
Not necessarily under circumstances like these.
Right.
So
I think I'm a generally upbeat person to begin with, but I will say that when we found out Mercy's diagnosis, I remember thinking, I wonder what I will be like because I'll be different. And now I don't remember what I was like before that. And so I just know that this is me now.
All right. You have this event coming up on May 11th, Remembering You, Sharing Our Sibling Stories.
Yes.
Sharing Our Sibling Stories.
Yes.
Tell me about this event.
So in my meeting with other people, in making connections for Team Mercy and finding out their stories, I have heard many, many friends tell me their story of sibling loss and share their stories of how sibling loss affected them as a child, as a teenager, as a college student, as an adult, and what choices they made, and now as a parent, and how they just now have shared, some of them had just now shared with their own children that they had an uncle or an aunt that had passed. And hearing those stories from those various people, I felt compelled to offer for them an opportunity for them to share their story with more than me and with each other, and to know that there are other people that have lost a sibling and that grieve in a similar way to them, and that that is normal and okay, and that this is something that if you've lost a sibling, it's normal to go through.
Talking about it really does seem to help.
It really does seem to help. And so this event, this Remembering You, is just that. It's just an opportunity for people who have lost a sibling in their lifetime to come and share their stories. We're offering it to people 13 and up. It's not for young children. It's for teenagers and up, and they can have lost their sibling very recently or a long time in the past. Then we invite them to come.
Is this the first event that you're doing?
This is the first event that we're doing.
Are you excited? Are you nervous?
Yes.
Both?
Both. I'm excited and I'm nervous, but I'm mostly grateful for the opportunity to give people a voice.
Are you looking to build a community?
I hope so. I know that there are lots of grief communities out there that do like Grief Share and other places. But this is specifically for people who have lost a sibling. I know there's some for if you've lost a spouse, so if you're a widowed or widower, and if you've lost a child, there are spaces for that too. But this is specifically for that community.
If people want to get involved with Team Mercy, if they want to use your services, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can go on our website, teammercy.org, and they can email us at info@teammercy, and we will get all their information.
Are you looking for volunteers?
We would love volunteers.
To do anything.
We love volunteers. Well, we need volunteers to help at our event. We need volunteers to help put together grief packets. We need volunteers that have a passion for web design or other such things as that. So there's always an opportunity where your gifts could be utilized to help build this community.
Once again, the event is on May 11th. It is called Remembering You, Sharing Our Sibling Stories. It's happening at First Methodist in Richardson.
Yes.
On May 11th. Their website, teammercy.org. I've been speaking with their founder, Allison Duarte. Thank you so much for stopping by. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.